Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 6 cents, 774 and 3 quarters, May wheat up 17 and a half cents at 1069, and May beans down 7 and a half cents, 1681 and a half. We did have a big sale this morning, 1.02 million metric tons of corn to China. That's 680 old crop and 340 new crop, and that may be the incentive for corn to move higher overnight. In addition to that, we've got cold, wet weather in most of the Midwest. The northern plains are going to get sacked with a lot of snow. Ultimately, that'll be good for the crops where they need the moisture up there. The southern Canadian plains also getting some snows, but we would have preferred to be in rain rather than snow. Certainly the wet weather is going to delay plantings around the Midwest. We're almost in the middle of April here and things are pretty slow. We'll see what the update on the crop progress brings tonight. Wheat's higher overnight. It looks like they've taken out some of the rains for Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. There's a big storm that's going to start down there, but it looks like it may be too far east to do any good, which is why I think the wheat's up here. In addition to that, the war rages on in Ukraine. The Russians appointed a new general who's known for his brutality. So it certainly looks like the war continues. Now, Putin defaulted on some foreign debt out here. He offered to pay it in rubles, which are worthless. But he's got 30-day grace period to actually come up with the dollars to pay off those debts. We had crude oil down 432 earlier. Right now it's down 390, almost $4 a barrel. That put some pressure on bean oil, down 90 ticks. The beans down 7.5 cents, partially due to the COVID situation in China. It's getting worse, not better, and it looks like there's going to be more shutdowns. So I'm just not sure how much demand there's going to be for beans with this COVID expanding in China. But they were big buyers of corn. They're apparently very short beans out here, but we really haven't seen any big buying yet. And that may be because of COVID. So overall, we'll get crop progress tonight. We certainly expect that the wheat numbers are going to be down again. We were hoping that they would start to improve with this weather system that was supposed to come in Tuesday, Wednesday, but it looks a little bit iffier now. And that's why we've got the rally in wheat. So overall, we'll see what crop progress says tonight. We've got a short week with Good Friday on Friday. So, you know, my guess is we'll stay on the firm side as long as the war rages on. And I just don't see what's going to turn it around unless somebody gets to Putin. For the time being, I think the pros will look to buy the bricks as they have been. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.